97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I was raised as a middle class kid.
I grew up a middle class kid.
I grew up a middle class kid.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people.
You're focusing on, again, the aspirations and the dreams.
But their ambition, their aspirations, and their dreams.
I intend to create an opportunity economy.
Creating an opportunity economy.
What I'm talking about in terms of building an opportunity economy.
Well, you've heard that a time or two. That is Kamala Harris, who's the Democrat nominee for president right now. And if you listen closely to a lot of her interviews, it's a lot of the same word salad over and over and over again. We got a guest this morning who knows a thing or two about Kamala Harris. He is former Lieutenant Governor of California, Abel Maldonado. Got him on the phone right now. And Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Mark, it's my honor to be with you this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I would point out to people that you served as Lieutenant Governor under Arnold Schwarzenegger, correct?
That is correct, and we had a front row seat of Kamala Harris.
I'm assuming because you've been involved in at the mayoral level out there, and then, of course, you were in the State House and the Senate. You've kind of watched her career from her rise in San Francisco, right?
Oh, my God. We've seen it all over here, Mark. And for the listeners, just take a look at this beautiful city of San Francisco, what has happened to it. It says it all, Mark. We've watched her start as a deputy district attorney in Oakland. We watched her as a district attorney in San Francisco. And those two cities are just a mess. And I'm not speaking out of term. I love California. I'm a California former lieutenant governor. I was born and raised in this state. And Kamala Harris and her group have destroyed California. And that's the reason that millions of people have left our state and continue to leave because of Kamala Harris. And I sit here back and I'm shocked just to see the polling that goes out throughout our country that it's even close because she is a socialist liberal from San Francisco.
Yeah, I just want to talk about perceptions for a moment because obviously we're in St. Louis, Missouri, as we talk to you. I think that a lot of people are surprised that there are still Republicans in California. Maybe you can give us the truth about that. There are very red areas of California. They're just overwhelmed by the population centers, correct?
Absolutely. We have to remember that during the 90s, we had 16 years of Republican gubernatorial office holders with George Duke Majan and Pete Wilson. And then all of a sudden, things started to go sour for us here in California. And what happened? Instead of, and I hate to say this to you, Mark, but I stayed here to fight, but a lot of people just says, I can't fight these folks and left and started to leave. And in the 90s, registration here, we had 41% Republican registration. Today, I think we got down to 21. I think we're back up to 22% registration. And what's happened is our voters have just left. And there's a lot of voters here that would love to leave but can't leave. So they're stuck. And that's the reason. Can California come back? It has to take a miracle. People have to come back to California. Currently, we're not seeing that situation.
Yeah, we're talking to Abel Maldonado, former Lieutenant Governor of California, former state senator. I want to play a soundbite from Senator Kamala Harris, because she now tells us that she and Tim Walz are gun owners and they're not coming after anybody's gun. But listen to cut 10 here. And she was with Gavin Newsom when she said this.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
I mean, how many constitutional violations did she sum up in one statement there? And why should we believe that she doesn't still believe those things?
I mean, somebody on her campaign has told her, you need to transform yourself and be somebody totally different that you were in San Francisco, because that's not going to jive. I mean, on guns, Mark, every time there was an issue with guns in California, she would try to rip them away. Mandatory buyback programs here in California. If a criminal, an illegal alien criminal created something, she would go out. At one time, she eliminated gun shows here in California, where people would go to a gun show, maybe purchase a firearm, just go by and look at fire. She is anti-gun. She's been anti-gun since the get-go. And this notion that I own a gun, I really like to have a fact check on that of when did she get it? Is she the only reason she has a gun is because she was a former prosecutor. But other than that, I don't think she has one.
I'd love somebody to ask her that. She'll never talk to, I don't think, a journalist who would have the guts to ask it. But exactly what brand of gun do you own? What's the model? When's the last time you fired a gun? Because I think she uses that as a deflection line, right?
Of course it is. Yeah. Everything's been a deflection line for Kamala Harris, Mark. Everything on guns, the Green New Deal, now she's against it. Open border, she opened the floodgates. In California, she opened the floodgates. And now she's like, maybe some border control? I mean, we have to remember that Bernie Sanders said it the best, Mark. He said, she's got to change in order to win. Once she wins, she'll go back to the Kamala Harris we all know. That says it all, who she is and why she's running. Bernie Sanders is a socialist in America, in the U.S. Senate. Kamala Harris, by GovTrack, was said to be more liberal than Bernie Sanders. That's San Francisco. And people need to remember San Francisco, Barbara Boxer, Jerry Brown, Dianne Feinstein. It goes on and on and on, Mark.
Now, Mr. Maldonado, you ran against Gavin Newsom. I had a conversation with somebody one time who knew him very well, who described him as very much of a chameleon, that he would do and say whatever he needed to do to get elected. I mean, it sounds like you're describing Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris in the same sentence.
Identical. The only difference is that Gavin Newsom will do interviews. Kamala Harris runs from interviews. That's the difference, Mark. But they're identical. They are identical on every policy. When Kamala would say something, I mean, let's just, for example, real quick, Mark, Edwin Ramos is a criminal San Salvadoran MS-13 gang member. He robbed a person. Kamala Harris let him go. Kamala Harris was supposed to call immigration department. She did not. Second time, he gets pulled over, grand theft. Kamala Harris was supposed to prosecute him. She put him in juvenile hall. She was supposed to send him back to El Salvador. She did not. The third time, he was pulled over. He had a loaded gun that was in a double murder homicide. He was let go. They couldn't prove it was his. She could have called INS. On the fourth time, Edwin Ramos murdered a father and two sons. Kamala Harris says, okay, we got to end gun shows. We got to do something about this. But she is a liberal's liberal, socialist liberal from San Francisco. Nothing else. All this new stuff is fake, just like Tim Walz.
It's true. And, you know, I did see the story this week about Gavin Newsom signing this law to ban. I don't know. Is it a misinformation law where if they determine what you've posted on the internet is they disagree with it, they can basically shut you down? Is that correct?
Absolutely. And thank God there were some issues on the bill where giving illegal immigrants $150,000 to buy a home.
Wow.
I mean, it's just we're not making this up, Mark. It's what California is. It's what Kamala Harris has been and has done for the last 20 years. Kamala Harris is dangerously liberal policies were disastrous for California, and she wants to take that to the rest of America. She's just trying to hide and change things, Mark, just to get elected. Once she's elected, watch out. So, I mean, now she's saying, you know, she's saying that she wants opportunity economy. What the hell is an opportunity economy? We can't afford groceries. We can't, I mean, just simple things. I don't know how she's trying to hoodwink the swing states like she hoodwinked us.
Yeah, it's a great point. Mr. Maldonado, what are you up to these days now that you're out of politics?
You know, we have a farm here. We have a ranch. We grow broccoli and cauliflower, and we have cattle. And that's why I'm telling you that Tim Walz is a fake, because anybody who wears boots, Wranglers, a Carhartt shirt, and a camouflage hat in California never, ever puts tampons in fourth-grade boys' restrooms. Tim Walz is a fake. He's a mini-Gavin. He's trying to be a mini-Gavin, Mark. And that's why she chose him. Yes. They are on a mission to liberalize America, to socialize America. In that, and today when you ask me, what are you doing today? I'm working for Donald J. Trump. I'm a volunteer. I'm not getting paid a one penny. I don't need a job. I don't need anything. I need to tell America what Kamala Harris did to destroy my home state of California.
Well, and you're doing a great job of it. Former Lieutenant Governor Abel Maldonado, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mark, so much.
You bet. Good to get him on here this morning, hearing from somebody who's dealt with Kamala just about her entire career in the state of California. And he's absolutely spot on with that one, I can tell you.
Get more at 971talk.com.